It's been said that there are no non-theologians, that everyone is a theologian. The question is one a good theologian or a bad theologian? And that word theologian comes from the word theology. What does theology mean? The subject, the study of God, God talk. And with today's reading, I'm reminded of a particular theology, a teaching that was really popularized by the German reformer Martin Luther. He talked about the theology of glory versus the theology of the cross. The first time he used this phrase was in 1518 at the Heidelberg Disputation in the Augustinian order, where he was presenting for the first time really in depth his theology, the contrast between divine love and human love. And so what is the theology of glory? Well, the theology of glory, it's argued by Luther, is that we as people are enhancing with faith and obedience. We become good, we are protected, we are blessed, our health, our finances, that we're moving in an upward and onward mobility, right? That we are progressing, we are moving forward in this life, becoming good, if you will, and receiving the blessings from God. It's about progress. And that's why we call it that's why it's called the theology of glory, because it's centered on the individual, right? Their glory, their triumph, their expansion, right? Now, this is contrast to the theology of the cross. The theology of the cross argues that when we are called into faith in Christ, that we are also called to die with him, right? And Saint Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 2 that we're not only called to believe, but also to die with Christ, to suffer, right? This is what it means to pick up your cross, that in this life there is no guarantee of a protection of health and protection of wealth, right? And the reason why I wanted to bring this out today is and teach on this is because when Jesus says, when I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. Well, where is he? He's on the cross, right? Our Messiah was victorious through death, by dying, right? On a cross. Talk about public humiliation and torture and suffering. The Roman Empire at the time had perfected the art, if you will, not the art, but the brutal practice of torture and capital punishment. And there is our Messiah. He is dying on behalf of the world. But what does that say about what it means to follow Christ, right? I love the language of cruciformity. This is by a wonderful which I enjoy reading, Michael Gorman, professor, who speaks of cruciformity, the life that we take up as Christians, is not one guaranteed of prosperity and of flourishing and of progress, if you will, and becoming and receiving more in this life. No, there's no guarantee of all of those things. In fact, we are called to turn away from ourselves and to live for God and for others, and that often means suffering. And some of us might be going through suffering right now because of our faith, that we've denied, we've been denied, we've been reviled, or we deny ourselves, right, for the sake of his glory. And that's the whole point, theology of the cross. Where is Paul, Saint Paul, and later Peter? Where are they all leading to? What is their theology? The theology of the cross. You know, St. Paul was He says to us in 2 Corinthians that God placed a thorn in his flesh, and three times Paul asked him to remove it. And what did God say? Effectively, no, my grace is sufficient. That in that time, Paul learned that his weaknesses were exposed in all calamities and suffering, yes. But through his weakness, he was made strong. For it was Christ who strengthened him. So our call as followers of Jesus is not a life guaranteed of peace and comfort and just joy and harmony. No, it is one that often requires a tremendous amount of sacrifice and of humility and of sometimes even suffering for the sake of his kingdom, for the sake of Christ. And so I hope that you are encouraged that Christ is with you in the suffering, for if we die with Christ, we will also rise with Christ, right? And that's our future hope, our resurrection. And so now we walk with him, knowing our hope and our rest is in him, Christ our Lord. May you be strengthened and encouraged by this message. We follow the way of our Lord. May we not be surprised by the life we live. But that is where the glory truly is, in the cross.